Good hello and welcome to a demonstration of some not-so-new tech. This is being recorded during an era where people are podcasting all about new awesome things, such as the KNFB Reader, the new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, and all sorts of other cool, new, modern, awesome things. And I'm going to be demonstrating and talking about some not-so-modern but pretty awesome things, at least as far as I'm concerned, being an enthusiast of old tech. And that is the talking clocks that we know as the Sharp Talking Time. I actually have two. One of them is the Sharp CT660E, the English version that we all know.
It's 2:59 p.m.
And the German version, the CT660G.
It's 3 o'clock.
Right. So what I was about to say before the top of the hour happened is that I'm going to show you some of the similarities and differences between these particular models of clock, because despite the fact that, you know, one is English and one is German, obviously you have that difference, different languages, but there are some other interesting differences. And if you didn't catch what just happened there with both clocks going off at the top of the hour and they're both synchronized, or they were recently synchronized about 30 minutes ago, what happens with the CT660G, and these, by the way, are clocks that I think originally started selling in 1979. I'm pretty sure you haven't been able to buy them in at least as long as I've been alive, or perhaps I was a very small person. But anyway, what happens with the CT660E is that it announces the time at the top of the hour, and then at seconds 57, 58, 59, and second 60, I guess, or second zero of minute zero of the hour, it beeps, you know, you get beep, 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 ding. The CT660G actually does that and then tells you the hour, which means that when they were both going off at the same time, it sounded very strange. So let's actually show you what that sounds like individually. So here's the English clock going off at 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
And now here's the German one. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. This is something that maybe some people might find a little boring, but hey, if you've gone this far, that's cool. So the English version of the Sharp Talking Time one, or the CT660E.
It's 3:02 p.m.
3:02 p.m. So we have that. So the German CT660G is a 24-hour clock. The English one is a 12-hour clock, so no AM or PM, just 24-hour time. So we should have... Yep. So we have 15:02, essentially, is what that translates to. Well, I don't speak German, but that's how I interpret it locally. Now, since there is no AM or PM, it sort of ends on an unnatural sort of state where it's like, I'm up in the air, and that's the end of the sentence. And the 660E doesn't do that.
It's 3:03 p.m.
It has p.m., you know, it goes down naturally. But this one, after you get past minute 12, gets more interesting. Let's just play with this a little bit. So what I'll do is go to the alarm setting so I can change things without messing up the time. And let's see what it's set to. All right, so we have... Null Uhr. Now, what's interesting here is if you put it at, that's 0:00 hours, if you put it at 0:01, you get a different version of Uhr. So we have
Null Uhr Ein.
And that's the other thing. You have Eins for minute and
Ein
for hour. For just the number one, that's a German grammatical thing. So we have
Ein Uhr Ein.
Ein Uhr Eins. Yeah, I don't speak German, so don't criticize my non-existent accent. I basically just bought this because it fascinates me. Oops, I messed up the time, didn't I? Oops, I was not in the alarm thing at all. Oh well, I thought I was. That's what I get for not knowing German. Whoops to me. Oh well, now the time's all messed up. That's okay. So we have a few interesting things here. We have the fact that you have a different version of Uhr for zero and one for every other number. I would equate this in the English version, which says a clock at the top of the hour. It doesn't actually say AM or PM, when it hits the top of the hour. It just says, for example, it's 3 o'clock. It doesn't say it's 3 o'clock a.m. or 3 o'clock p.m. So I'm assuming what happened here is they just replaced the word o'clock in the German version with that particular version of Uhr, which sounds a bit more natural than if you were to just use the other one, which would end kind of... Actually, let's just simulate what the top of the hour would have sounded like if you used the other version of that particular word. So, yeah, that doesn't sound particularly awesome as far as a speech pattern goes. So, I guess they literally just substituted that particular version for the other one. So let's talk about some of the other differences between the English and German versions of these old classic clocks, other than the obvious language difference. One of the most obvious differences is how the elapsed time modes work. Well, they actually work the same, but they speak a little differently. There are 3 switches on this clock. One of them toggles between the standard mode of being able to check the time to a stopwatch. The other one changes the alarm and hourly announced status. The other one is a 6 position switch, which has on the far left setting the time, then the alarm, time mode, 1, 5, and 30 minute time elapse announcements. And that essentially what you do with the English one, flip it 1 position to the right from normal, you get
the elapsed time every minute.
With the German one, if you do the same thing, you get just a beep. And if you press the button, well, yeah, you have that problem because the contact on this button isn't so awesome. There we go. Yeah. So that's just starting and stopping the timer.
1 minute elapsed.
Yeah, and obviously you can tell that this is being edited because that wasn't a minute in playback time. But anyway, we have that. Well, let's go to the other mode that is the stopwatch. So I'm going to flip this on the English version. What happens here is you can set this. It's more flexible. You can set it to announce at predefined intervals anywhere from 10 seconds to every 59 minutes and 50 seconds. Which is kind of a weird time interval, but if you want that, you can have it. So on the English one, we flip this little recess switch to the right, get a click, and now we can press these buttons to set the seconds. This will set seconds,
10,
although it doesn't say it.
20, 30, 40, 50, 00.
And that's 0 seconds, except if you start it, it won't, obviously it can't say things every 0 seconds, so it'll just default to 10 if that's set there. And you have no minute defined, so we have minute
01, 02, 03, 04, 05,
et cetera, et cetera. So I'm gonna put that
10,
back at 0.
20, 30,
I'm just holding it down.
40, 50, 00.
There we go. Okay, let's set that to 10 seconds.
10,
and start the timer.
The elapsed time every 10 seconds.
And again, the English version says the elapsed time every whatever. The German one doesn't. This is where it gets a little
10
interesting.
Seconds.
Yep, 10 seconds. Okay, this is where it gets a little bit interesting, though, because this thing, I'm just going to let it go until it hits a minute. And,
20 seconds elapsed.
The German version, the timer works exactly the same way. The major difference being what happens when you
30 seconds elapsed.
Actually get a time announcement. So I'll just let this go. And talk about nothing exciting until this is actually done.
40 seconds elapsed.
Because, you know, why bother editing things out that should be edited out when they don't have to be? Or something like that. Let's just call it laziness. Yeah, we'll call it that. So anyway.
50 seconds elapsed.
50 seconds. All right, we're almost done with this thing. When it hits a minute, I will make it stop. And then we will do the same thing with the other clock.
1 minute elapsed.
All right, there we go. Stop it.
1 minute, 2 seconds elapsed.
Let's put the 660G in stopwatch mode and start the timer. There we go. Now, as I mentioned previously, and as you heard with the other one, it doesn't say the elapsed time every. In fact,
10.
It doesn't have the word seconds or second in its vocabulary. And as you also noticed, it went beep beep before announcing the time, which the E version doesn't do. This one obviously does. It also gets a little bit more interesting once you get past 1 minute, and then again past 2 minutes. So what I'm going to do is shut up and actually skip some seconds here and go straight to 1 minute, and then to 1 minute 10. All right, there we go. Eine Minute. All right, so now it's going to insert und in here when it gets to 1 and 10.
Eine Minute und 10.
All right, well, that's pretty awesome. So now let's go straight to 2 minutes, where it goes plural.
Zwei Minuten.
Well, it changed to Minuten, obviously. And this should be the same past here.
Zwei Minuten und zehn.
As it is. All right, so now we can stop this.
Zwei Minuten und 15.
I said stop it.
Zwei Minuten und 15.
Thank you. The,
No,
no, thank you. There we go. There we go. So, at 2 minutes and 22 seconds, we have a stopped thingy. That's very awesome. All right, so let's put this back into normal mode. Don't need that anymore. The button that checks the time, starts the timer, etc. on this thing is a bit messed up. Yeah, stuttering German. Okay, that's good. So, another thing I noticed is that there are two variants of si for 20, and that makes sense. There's one for hour and one for minute, but you don't hear it when you're going through the numbers. You only hear it when you are checking the time when it meets that condition. So if it's 21:21, well, let's set the alarm.
43.
Let's make the numbers match. Let's put it at 22:22 because I kind of messed that up. There we go. Null. All right, now I'm going to go all the way back around with the hour just to prove the point that they are the same samples.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
See, same as the minute. Now if I do this,
22, 22.
It raised the pitch for the first 20 and went down for the second one.
22, 22.
So different versions there. It also is the same for anything between 13 and 19. So let's see here. Let's make that happen. There we go. 13. So let's go all the way back around again to. Sure, that'll work. Nope, wrong. So yeah, two versions of that too. So those who are familiar with the time one will be quite familiar with the alarm and the associated song that it plays, but if you're not, then I'll make this happen. So let's check the time, see what we're set to.
3:26 p.m.
All right, so what's the alarm?
12 o'clock.
Okay, that's not useful. Let's put it at 3:28. Because I'll probably not make it in time. See if I made it.
3:27 p.m.
I didn't. Okay, so next minute up.
28.
There we go.
3:28 p.m.
All right, so this will go off at 3:28, and I'll just let it play and do its thing.
It's now 3:28 p.m.
So that's what that does. Now in 5 minutes, at 3:33, it'll do the same thing, except it'll say, please hurry, between the time and playing the song. So I could just be really boring and exist and talk about nothing particularly exciting for the next 4 minutes and some change, Or I could just edit this whole part out and go straight to that part so you can hear that.
Attention, please. It's now 3:33 p.m. Please hurry.
Song, 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 song. Okay, yeah, we've heard that. So it said, please hurry. Also, the German one doesn't say, attention, please. I forgot to mention that. But let's hear the German, please hurry.
Es ist ein Uhr 33. Bitte beeilen.
And song. Yep. So no attention, please. It just says, all right, you're waking up. And that's that, I guess. Yeah, cultural differences, gotta love them. So those are the major differences. Those little differences in vocabulary, I guess, are due to limited memory space on these things. Who knows how big the ROM is on them? Probably like 512 bytes or 1K or something. And certain vocabulary things just had to go away in favor of other things to make things more grammatically correct and to sound more natural, or at least as natural as it can. So that's pretty much that. I'll just go through all the numbers so that you can hear them. I'll actually get around to recording, sampling these properly one of these days. But for now, I just kind of wanted to put this out there because a few people were interested in this for whatever reason. And so there you go. So let's just go through 0 through 59 just because it's something to do. What? Wait, I've never... What? Oh dear. What? No. Wow. Hey, that's not supposed to happen. Wait a minute. Wow. Duh. So I'm changing things or trying to change things, and nothing is changing. That's interesting. 000300. Is that like your serial number or something? Okay, apparently there's another big difference in the English and German versions, is this one freaks out. Let's see if I can actually... No, I don't think it is, actually. No, that's broken. Right, let's just take the batteries out. Because no matter what I do, it's like stuck in this thing, and that's weird. All right. Well, it's a good thing I was recording, wasn't it? Because who knows if that would have happened again. All right, now we're... Let's see.
No.
Wrong. What have I done to you? You're, like, freaked out now. Wow. At least that works. There we go. That's sounding a lot more normal. Okay, now, let's see if I can actually do this without freaking out the clock. No, apparently not. Okay, well, I'm confused. Let's take the batteries out again. Obviously this didn't happen when I wasn't recording, but hey, you know, it's all good. These batteries aren't fresh either. Who knows, maybe that has something to do with it. Put the cover back on. Okay, we're back to that. Now, can I change the alarm time without it freaking out?
Einundvierzig, zweiundvierzig, dreiundvierzig, vierundvierzig,
Yeah, I can. Very awesome. So you see what I say about the different version of ur. We have ur for zero, and we have ur for everything else that is not zero. Very, very exciting. Okay, well, I think that'll pretty much do it for this little demonstration of this not particularly new modern thingy in a time when new modern thingies are being presented to the world. So for that, that's that.